The 88th Annual Woodstock Library Fair will take place this Saturday, July 27th from 10 to 5. The family-friendly... Try it again. The family-friendly event will feature food, music, fun, and a book sale in the barn. Michael Hunt is the president of the Friends of the Woodstock Library, and Devin Hunt is president of the Junior Friends, and they join us now to tell us all about the event. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We are great.
Yeah.
Good to have you both here. I assume you two are related.
We are indeed.
Yes.
Excellent. Michael, tell us about, first of all, I know about the Woodstock Library Fair. I had no idea. It's been around for 88 years.
88 years, I know. In 1931, the first one, I think there was a little write-up in the New York Times. It was like, there's something happening upstate this week. I think it was the only thing happening upstate that weekend. And yeah, now here we are 88 years later.
So how do you live up to that? How do you make that a thing of keeping it going?
Yeah, I feel like we're a caretaker of this special thing. And so we have to maintain the infrastructure, what people have come to expect, the book barn. All the local restaurants donate food, and we have the grill going all day, so people want to eat, live music on our stage. So we maintain that, but then we sprinkle fun new things in it. Like, we brought back the clothing sale, so we have this giant tent where you're going to get some deals on clothes. We're doing the silent disco this year, so we're going to watch 30 people dancing around, but we can't hear what they're playing.
Wow.
Because everybody's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk about all of that and what's going on, and we'll work through the schedule. Before we do that, give us a sense of the involvement of the Friends and your role in the Woodstock Library.
Devin here, like lots of youngsters, likes to go to Story Hour. So she's like maybe two or three. This is like 10 years ago. We go to upstairs to the Story Hour, and we come down, and there's the director of the library and the children's librarian, and they're all like, we need your help. The Friends need volunteers. It's a thing, you know, every little small town America is, you know, only dependent so much on the strength of their volunteers. So they just said one meeting a month, and now it's become my life, 10 years devoted to this library.
So what is the role of the Friends? I mean, I think most of us know this, but the role, I assume you have, give us a sense of how it looks in the Woodstock Library.
We're a nonprofit,
yep.
You know, and we support the library. They ask for something, we find a way to raise the money and pay for it. Programs, computers, you know, desk chairs.
New shelving.
Yes.
Let's ask the Friends,
Let's
see if
do
they
it.
Can help.
Yes, and we roll up our sleeves and do it. And the funny thing is, we do it by, we have this strong book barn sale, and we have a, it seems like the town donates their books and then buys them back. And somehow we just keep earning money every year.
It just keeps rotating
it's just, yeah,
back.
It's
all
totally reuse, recycle, all that. That's
circle of life of a book,
right.
as it were. So, Devin, give us a sense of how you became a part of the Junior Friends.
Well, like, he just started helping, and I'm like, ooh, I can help too. So I just started helping, and then it's become a thing where some of my other friends help too, and we just help him with, like, the library fair and all other programs and stuff.
When it comes to programs, so you help with programs for kids, I assume?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. And what kind of programs were you a part of when you first started in the library?
Well, I did Reader's Theater and Lilliputs, and I've been doing that for a very long time. And I've also done the summer reading program every year.
Sure.
And, like, throughout our family, like, we always do it every year, and it's a big part of the summer.
Now, when I was growing up, this is back when it was in black and white, when I was growing up, I also was, my mom was a librarian, and we had the summer, what did you do?
Reading
summer reading program.
Program.
Yeah, that was what we called it. And we had T-shirts and everything, and I was a part of that every year, and that was really fun. So what are you reading? How does that work out? How does that play out?
You basically, like, just read, like, the books, and then you fill out a big, like, poster form thing.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the summer, there's a party to end the summer, basically. And there's, like, for the amount of things you read, like, you can get, like, raffle ticket kind of things. And then there's, like, prizes at the end.
Is there a prize for having read the most?
I don't think so, because, like, you just put it in for all the different prizes and then,
right.
like,
and select. See what happens.
Yeah.
So throughout the summer, you will have read about how many books?
Well, depends. Sometimes, like, 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Depends on how busy I am.
Now, will they suggest books for you to read? Are your friends all reading the same thing, or are you allowed to read what you want to read?
You can read whatever you'd like to read, but they do have cards that have, like, suggestions for your age group or your level.
So what are you reading now?
I'm reading a book called Ghost. I forget what the author is, but it's about, like, it's in, like, a track series about a bunch of kids who, like, do track and stuff.
And there's a ghost on the track? Or it has nothing to do with ghosts?
No, it has nothing to do with
ghosts. Well, I gave it a shot. And is that Jason Reynolds? Is that our friend Jason Reynolds?
Yeah.
Is that could be? Yeah, he's great. Very cool. So to keep those programs going, you obviously have to make the money, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's where the 88th Annual Woodstock Library Fair comes in. So you start off with a children's parade and a maypole dance. How does that work?
Well, 2013 is the 100th anniversary of the library.
Yep.
And behind the Center for Photography, there was a barn. That was the first library in Woodstock. So Devin and her little gang of friends, they run with banners and flags from the old site, and they meet up with the children's parade. And then, just like Make Way for Ducklings, the Woodstock police stops the traffic.
Yes.
We go across Tinker Street. We run into the parade or to the grounds, and then we have a beautiful little maypole dance, and then everything begins.
And that is where everything begins. And then at 11:45, you have honorees, people that you're going to be honoring. Can you give us a sense of who you're honoring and why they deserve this? This
is my favorite part. There's something cool about acknowledging somebody else and what they've given back. And in the last couple of years, I've honored my heroes. This is so fantastic about Woodstock. Sonny Rollins, the jazz great. Garth Hudson from the band. Gail Godwin, the author. Just amazing slew of people. Amanda Palmer last year.
Yeah.
So this year, with our theme, Back to the Garden, we are, of course, acknowledging the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. But we figured, Michael Lane conceived of his whole festival in our Woodstock. And we're like, hey, we are the garden. We have always been here. And it takes a lot of people to tend a garden, to keep a community strong. So this year we went inward and we looked at some people that have made Woodstock the great place that it is for the people who live here all year round. So Jackie Van Cleek and Janet Peterson have been members of Company Number 1, Woodstock Fire Department. So we're honoring these two ladies. They joined in the mid-60s, I think, and we're honoring just the heart of a volunteer, and they represent the women of the Woodstock Fire Department that keep us safe and keep our community strong. And then Ralph Gonneau, he's going to be 88 2 weeks after the 88th Library Fair. So
That's very cool.
Yeah, so he's been a Woodstock businessman and board member of everything, and just a serious contributor and benefactor and partner with us. And it was like, it's about time that we acknowledge Ralph.
So, Devin, you were talking about this, and I want to get into it, but one of the things that you have going on is a silent disco tent. So tell me a little bit more about this.
So we've gotten, like, how many headphones? Like 30?
30.
30 headphones. They're Bluetooth, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And everybody wears them, and there'll be a DJ DJing
them. Thank God
them.
For library Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And everybody will be listening to it, but
right.
If you don't have the headphones on, you won't be able to hear, so everybody will be dancing, but for people who don't have headphones, they'll just see everybody dancing, but they won't be able to hear the music that's actually playing.
So that old phrase of, like, dancing to your own drummer, this is pretty much what you're doing. You've got it going on in your head, and you're going crazy.
Yes.
Yep.
And then so you can enjoy the music yourself, and you can enjoy the amusing looks of your friends making fools out of themselves.
That's what we want. Pure joy and just being a fool and being happy about it.
Fool in a good way.
Yes.
Of course. All right. And then there's the book sale, and that's the book barn behind the library. And well, this is what we all look forward to, right?
Gosh, everybody? They line up early for that. For that door to open.
I know in our library, so you get book dealers who are coming in. You get the public. You get everybody wants to come in, and that first couple hours is just mayhem.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's wild. I love it in this old barn.
Now, who goes through and the process of sorting and all of that has been going on?
The heart and soul of the Friends is the Book Barn crew. And they are there all year round in the freezing cold and in the sweltering hot. And when the monsoons come through, they are there doing it all the time, sorting donation after donation. They make it happen.
Now, is the Book Barn open all the time or just during this time? Or how does that work?
Woodstock.org, you can check our schedule. But it's like once a month, sometimes two. We have special deals and stuff.
But during the library fair is the real
time. Oh, it's open. Oh, yeah.
It's open all day.
10 to 5. Yeah.
And there's new stuff there. So even if you've been there, that's what you've been sort of getting ready for.
Oh, yeah. It just keeps on coming.
So then at what point did you say, clothing. Let's do clothing.
They used to have that. So we keep examining. I anytime I see anybody who grew up there, we're like, tell me everything. What was your favorite thing as a kid? What did you like? What did you didn't like? And at some point, somebody said, hey, you used to have clothing sales. So we brought that back a couple of years ago, and now it's fantastic. But our basement
is full of clothes.
Like, we can't even get to the laundry. It's like an obstacle course.
Yeah.
Not your clothes, Devin, just other people's clothes.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone else's clothes. In Ulster County, I think, has donated to us.
Yeah.
And they don't, you can't make room in the barn, I guess.
No,
there's no room.
Yeah.
No. So so then you put that out, and that makes some good money for the library.
Good money, and people get great deals. Everybody comes away super happy they got some great steal on something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. This year we had a lot more donations than we usually do, so.
Yeah. So come on down.
And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any clothes you could think of, and cool things. Woodstockers have good taste.
Yeah,
no doubt.
In fact, this year on Friday, we're going to do this as a little experiment. We're going to have like a little pop-up sale Friday from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Silent Disco, we're going to try out that too. So that's like a little the preview. Because we have so many clothes, we thought, let's just get people in there and they can check it out, buy a little something, and then come back the next day for the big sale.
Now, we had the folks from Secret City in here yesterday.
Yes.
And
Chris.
And Chris. Them. And you know, I just wish he could be more exuberant.
I know. God. It's so true, man. I took Devin to the first revival that he did in a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was one of my happiest days ever. And then I was running, and I was all sweaty, and I saw him at the Cub Market, and I gave him a big hug, and he gave me a big hug back like, I love you, man. This is the spirit of Woodstock is strong now. I love the history, but Chris and I feel like a kinship of it's happening now.
So I bring it up because it's part of it will be happening as the fair is happening.
Yes.
And it seems like a really cool vibe to have that going on.
For sure.
While you're also having the library.
Yeah, I'm in fact one of the Secret City artists that I have some installations at the library fair as part of the Secret City. So that's another thing. You're going to have lunch with your friends and go down the bouncy slide, and you can also make art.
You know what I learned yesterday from Chris, Devin? You know what Chris told me? Mm-hmm. This year, no glitter.
No.
I did away with glitter.
No
glitter. It's going to be a glitter-free Secret City revival, but I think...
That's sad.
But maybe sequins. But no glitter.
Okay.
I think we're going to be okay. So you report back to me and let me know how a glitter-free library fair went. Well, the 88th Annual Woodstock Library Fair takes place this Saturday, July 27th from 10 to 5. It is back to the garden, and it's all you have to do is go to woodstock.org. You can find out all the information about the festival, about the fair, and what's going on. I'm certainly a huge fan of libraries. I love what you all do. I was both a friend and a junior friend, and it's great to see all of that still going on, and I thank you so much for the great work you do for your community and for sharing with us this morning.
I really appreciate that, Joe.
Be well to both of you. Thank you. Have a beautiful weekend. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.